Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are in season two. We are on episode 76. So 76 today. Last time we touched on recovery, the time before that was a supplement talk. So today is 76. We are going to get into today just your program. As always, we touch on it as much as we can, give you some advice on it. Fitness to a T, some of the things that I've learned. So throughout a day, a lot of the times people get this negative connotation towards certain exercises and things. So cable side lunge, for instance, a lot of people think cables is not as active, or there's certain ways to do them. Machines are great, but they're very limited if you're doing a machine that has limited mobility and motion. So understanding that you can't always do a one connection point in your workout, which basically means a barbell where it's one bar. It's a great way to test strengths, but if we're working on mobility, opening one side of your shoulder, making sure we're equal, like we touched on in our recovery portion of last time, you have to make sure that your programming is equal. So you can do that, but then you're going to have to make sure that later in the workout, or paired with that, you're doing something that's equaling it out in the opposite. So a push-pull ratio is great to start tracking and understanding. Are you using barbell, dumbbell, cables, resistance bands? How many connection points? So is it one resistance for both hands, or is it one for each? Understanding this, one of the easiest ways to just use this is in cables. You can always have one hand. It's an easy way to implement it. People sometimes don't value it as much as a barbell exercise, but at the end of the day, your program is everything. And understanding equalization in your programming is huge. And that is today's focus. So equalization. So when you start looking into your program, what areas are you super strong in? What areas do you not work enough? What areas are you starting to really start realizing that maybe your squats aren't good because your hips aren't open? It's not a quad issue or even a hamstring issue. Maybe your hips are tight. This can relate just from not doing exercises like your warm-up. What is warming your hips up? What are those things? Understanding as well, for instance, in your chest. If your chest can't get fully back, you're shortening your front deltoid by not doing enough back, then sometimes your chest, you can't get that full range and that beautiful full push in your chest. So just realizing that that can be a huge thing that you can start looking into, and realizing that you can change an entire program if you really start tracking and understanding that push-pull. What is working? What is the opposite muscle? How do I open my shoulder? How do I open my hips? Program equalization is something that almost every single person can always look at and start assessing, because I have found over time that people do not do enough of it. And then when you're not doing enough of it, you start realizing that you're not hitting your goals, then you get hard on yourself. So understanding that this is the easiest way to do it. And if you start really tracking every body part and how much you're putting into them, you'll understand exactly why your program is maybe not so equal. Also, hitting different exercises, you're not setting goals and records every single day. So you can't set a deadlift record every other day. You need to realize that you're doing a heavy one day maybe, and then a lighter one depending on what you're doing outside as well. Say for instance, if you're running or something, that will affect it. Cardio affects it. Sports affect it. Any of that stuff will affect it. And then you have to really start realizing that if you're going into a workout, whether that be an upper lower split, push pull legs, whatever that is, full body, what are you priming your body with? What are those primers to start? Resistance bands, all of those things to get you going, or cable rotations, getting that entire body going from the hips all the way up, as well as your ankles all the way up. So understanding that your knees are affected by your ankles and hips, and just start building that program so that you get the most out of it. It's one of the things that I have realized over time, especially in programming every single person. You honestly can make a program for a client, but things are always actively changing. And you have to understand that when somebody walks into a door, you have no idea what's been going on unless they're messaging you constantly. So you actively change programs. You change this exercise for this, because this will make the best program. Understanding the more education and things you do for your brain, you will actually start really understanding that the what subs for what and what can really make a huge difference in your life. One of my favorite things that I have ever realized in programming was just understanding my knee placement during leg exercises, shoulders, really working on a back to strengthen my chest. Because you can actually, if you understand the science behind it and you're working with somebody, say for instance your goal is to throw a football or a baseball or something farther, understanding that full rotation and how it goes right from the ground all the way up, same as in hockey, shooting a puck all the way throughout your body, understanding how that works and which is your weak links, which is your strong areas, which areas do you need to program more so that you're equal, so that your body, you can fire all the way through. That kinetic chain just is awesome. So as always, sit back, think about it now. What areas do you think are your strongest? in your program, what areas are the things that you do the most? What are the areas of your body that you love? What exercises do you do the most? Now, are you doing the opposites? So understanding which body parts, for instance, your chest, your back, what are the opposites, quads, hammies, are you putting enough of the opposite in so that you get the most out of your program? One of my favorite ways to do all of this is making sure that you get some core in to start. Core is a great way to connect that upper and lower. A lot of people neglect it, and it's something that is active and can recover so quickly. So understanding that it's one of the things that you can actually really help with that kinetic chain. So ask yourself what areas in your program are super strong, which areas are weak, and how are you going to equalize this program going forward, and how many days can you give to yourself to make your weak areas stronger and keep your areas that are strong, strong, but just catching them up so we don't have such a lapse and difference between the two. It's a big question, I understand that, but over time you can answer it and then start figuring out exactly which areas you can work on and which areas are your strengths, because this will help you identify where you need to put a little bit of time. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.